We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Yindi Thunrapkap, patient viewers. Yindi Thunrap means welcome in Thai, a language spoken by around 65 million people, mainly in Thailand. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SEAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanur District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Afghanistan provides free medical and veterinary services for rural citizens. In humanitarian news, Spain donates funds to help Uruguay improve access to pure water. In veg news, an American web designer documents his adventure into plant-based eating. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 3rd, is the National Day of Germany called Unity Day, celebrating the reunification of Germany in 1990. This Central European country has many wonderful United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Among them is the nearly 1,000-year-old Wartburg Castle, one of Germany's most famous and best-preserved castles. Considered a masterpiece of medieval Gothic architecture is the Cologne Cathedral, another World Heritage Site. Today is also National Iraqi Day. Ashur, or Kalat Sherkat, located north of Baghdad in this Middle Eastern country, was the first capital of the Assyrian Empire. Believed to be initially inhabited in the 3rd millennium BCE, it is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In addition, the Samarra Archaeological City is a World Heritage Site. It has remarkable architectural monuments, including the 9th century Great Mosque with its remarkable spiral minaret. May the kind people of Germany and Iraq have memorable Independence Days.
Flying news. Storm in eastern U.S. claims lives. At least 8 people, including 2 children, succumbed to incidents related to a strong rainstorm that pummeled the East Coast region from Thursday, September 30th into Friday, bringing volumes of rain to some cities within hours that normally would be recorded over several months' time. One of the fatalities occurred in Pennsylvania state, while the others were in North Carolina, including a travel-related accident. The unexpected weather brought by the remnants of Tropical Storm Nicole was felt from the southern Carolinas up to the northern state of Maine and prompted emergency crews to be dispatched for rescue operations in flooded areas as powerful winds also took down trees and utility wires.
Road and train traffic was interrupted and flights were also delayed at Newark, New Jersey, New York City and Boston, Massachusetts airports. Baltimore, Maryland experienced its wettest September day on record on Thursday. Utility crews worked to repair power lines for over 50,000 people throughout several states and were successful in restoring electricity to many customers by Friday afternoon. Residents also remarked that despite the disruption, the precipitation was welcomed in putting an end to a dry spell in the Northeast. Our grateful thanks all the emergency teams and personnel for your swift assistance to the storm affected. We send our sympathies for those who lost loved ones as we pray that such weather extremities may be alleviated as we strive to restore Earth's equilibrium through our gentle regard for all life.
Earthquakes shake US, the Philippines and Indonesia. On Thursday, September 30th, a series of earthquakes began to rattle the border shared by Nevada and California states in the USA, with at least 8 being magnitude 3.0 or larger, and the largest tremor measuring 4.3 on the Richter scale. The quakes continued into Friday. Meanwhile, in Southeast Asia, also on Thursday, the Babuyan Islands of the Philippines were jolted by a 5.6 magnitude tremor, centered 95 kilometers southwest of Basco. The next morning, a magnitude 5.7 quake shook Indonesia's resort island of Bali. Fortunately, the events did not result in damage or casualties. We are very thankful to know that everyone in the quake-stricken region is safe, and we pray that such frightening and potentially dangerous conditions subside through humanity's concerted eco-stabilizing efforts.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Inter-American Development Bank and U.S. forgive all Haitian debt. In a combined effort to help Haiti rebuild after the January 2010 earthquake, the U.S. government donated $204 million to the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, which in turn allowed the IDB to waive all of Haiti's debts, including a $484 million loan. IDB President Luis Alberto Moreno stated, "We are grateful for this contribution by the United States, which will allow us to relieve Haiti of all its debt obligations to us. This will free up millions in assistance for Haiti for development without creating any future burden and is an important reaffirmation of the commitment by the region and the international community to a better future for Haiti." Earlier this year, the Inter-American Development Bank's Board of Governors also voted to donate $200 million annually over the next decade to further assist in the country's rebuilding. Many thanks and Providence bless United States and Inter-American Development Bank for your generosity in assisting the Haitian people. May they be graced with success in bringing a promising future to present and future generations of the beautiful island nation.
Serbia military plans to end conscription. Following approval by Prime Minister Mirko Cvetkovic's cabinet on Thursday, September 30th, the Serbian government announced its intent to end military conscription starting January of next year. Pending parliamentary approval, the plan will also reduce the number of professional servicemen from 43,000 to 30,000. Your Excellencies and Serbia, we appreciate your decision of dignity and greater peace as we pray the day comes soon that Serbia and all countries employ the military only for constructive purposes that benefit all of humankind.
Media reports on Loving Heart's contribution to the greening of Taipei. In a recent article titled Taipei City's Environmental Efforts Are More Than Just Recycling, mainland Chinese journalists Lei Qin and Zhou Kai documented their visit to the eco-capital of Taipei in Formosa or Taiwan. The article was published in Expo Daily Express, the official newspaper of World Expo 2010, Shanghai, China, and was also available on the Expo's official website with hundreds of thousands of daily visitors. In it, the authors described the city's abundant green practices and highlighted enterprises such as Loving Heart International for their contributions to a growing veg trend. The authors commended the franchise for offering delicious, life-affirming vegan cuisine that gives all customers a chance to participate in Taipei City's eco-friendly initiatives.
When you walk along the streets of Taipei, you can find a variety of vegetarian eateries here and there. Among them, Loving Heart is an international vegan restaurant chain well known to the city's vegetarian population. Since its first restaurant opened in Formosa in 2008, 163 more have been opened worldwide through May 2010. In Formosa or Taiwan alone, there are 26 Loving Heart restaurants.
Loving Heart International, which was encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of offering satisfying and sustainable cruelty-free meals at affordable prices, is further described in the article as having consistent appeal across locales due to its vibrant plant-based menu.
Different from many conventional vegetarian restaurants, Loving Heart adopts a modern style of interior and exterior design. It also serves quite a variety of dishes made with vegan ingredients that are dairy and egg-free. According to the restaurant's founder, animal agriculture depletes a lot of natural resources, and if we continue to exploit natural resources and emit large amounts of carbon emissions, we will be facing very serious consequences. So if more people join the ranks of vegans, we can greatly reduce the consumption of resources and the emissions of carbon dioxide.
Our appreciation, Lei Qin, Zhou Kai, and World Expo 2010, Shanghai, China, for your encouraging report of Taipei citizens' efforts to preserve the environment through such meaningful activities as the increasingly favored veg trend. May such uplifting news inspire many more to follow the conscientious and healthy vegan diet to save the planet.
Meat found to contain excessively high antibiotic levels. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has issued a warning letter to a California state dairy farm, which sold a cow for meat containing antibiotic levels 11 times higher than the accepted level of 0.05 parts per million. The investigation also found that the farm ignored approved labeling for the product, which indicated a withdrawal period for stopping the antibiotics' use, and did not consult a licensed veterinarian for off-the-label drug administration.
Medical experts have become increasingly concerned about excessive antibiotic use in the livestock industry, especially with a recent rise noted in antibiotic-resistant infections in humans. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, we appreciate your efforts to protect public health. Let us join in caring for animals and humans alike by turning to the safe and humane alternative of the plant-based fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production:
rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola rest and virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/killers.
Boy rescues brother from house fire. In the early hours of the morning, 12-year-old Devon Bird of Tennessee, USA, was awakened by the cries of his sisters in the bedroom next door. When he got up and opened his door to check, the hot air and thick smoke that hit his face made him realize the house was on fire. He quickly got his 6-year-old brother Andon and then used his bare feet to break the bedroom window and his hands to clear the glass so that he and his brother could escape.
Their mother, who went back into the burning house to save her daughters, sadly lost her life along with the two young girls. The girls' father and grandmother also perished in the flames. The boys were treated at a hospital near their small town of Atoka, Tennessee, USA, and released to the care of their maternal grandmother. Devon received 53 stitches for the wounds from the broken glass, while his brother Andon was unharmed.
Heaven bless you evermore, Devon, for your courage, care, and quick thinking that helped save your little brother. Surely your family smiling down from heaven is proud of you, as we wish you both the comfort of carrying on their love.
Save our planet. Call to honor the Earth from the Kogi people. As human impacts on the climate have worsened in recent decades, the Kogi indigenous people of Colombia stepped out of their centuries of reclusive and self-contained living in the coastal mountains and began to share a message of warning that the destructive ways of humankind must stop before it is too late. Toward this goal, they allowed the 1992 filming of the BBC documentary From the Heart of the World, The Elder Brothers Warning. Its release nearly two decades ago now revealed the Kogi's keen early awareness of climate change and the course that could lead to irreversible environmental catastrophe.
Most recently, the leaders or shamans of the Kogi society, known as Mamos, sent an official representative to the United Kingdom to collaborate once more with British filmmaker Alan Herrera, this time in an effort to actively spread their message. In a live internet webcast with spiritual media group Isoguru, Mamos representative Mr. Jacinto Zrabata shared about the Kogi Mamos spiritual way of life and how they have been seeing disasters occur in the rest of the world.
So they know about things like the eruption of an oil well in the Gulf of Mexico from their dreams and through thoughts.
Ellos vieron.
Claro, sí, ellos. Inmediatamente, algunos de ellos dicen que no, que está pasando algo en otra parte. Entonces ellos enseguida actúan y hacen su trabajo espiritual.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television in the United Kingdom, Mr. Zrabata explained the cause for the planet's imbalance.
Porque estamos incumpliendo las normas y las leyes que se tenían la Madre Tierra. De pronto, y es por eso que ella misma nos empieza a cobrar por la vida de uno, que bueno, que empieza a aparecer las tempestades, los huracanes, el temblor.
The Kogi Mamos, who often follow a meat-free diet in order to better connect with nature, are concerned about the current mass killing of our animal co-inhabitants.
Es algo muy, muy maldades que le estamos haciendo, por ejemplo, con los animales. En el caso de pronto nosotros no nos gustaría que, por decir algo, que matara un hermano tuyo. No le gusta que lo mate. Y entonces lo mismo, todas las especies que existen dentro en la naturaleza, como animales, pájaros, bueno, en fin, muchas cosas, eso hay que respetarlo, como nosotros que nos quieren que nos respeten.
We are grateful to Mr. Zrabata and the Kogi Mamos for their urgent concern for humankind at this dire time. May we heed such caring counsel through actions to save our planet and live harmoniously among humans and animals alike.
During a 2008 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the physical and spiritual cause of the environmental problems faced by humanity while highlighting their proper countermeasure.
The root of our problem is that we have been unkind to our co-inhabitants, and we have also been unkind to our environment. So in order to solve the problem that we are facing right now, we have to reverse our actions. We have to be kind to our co-inhabitants. Instead of killing them, massacring them, sacrificing them, we have to take care of them. And instead of polluting the planet, the air, we have to turn to, you know, friendly energy and sustainable energy. Just reverse our actions. Vegetarian diet, number one. Green energy, number two. Everybody work together to be frugal and protect the environment and the animals.
Save our planet. Countries agree to work together to diminish sandstorms. At an environmental conference on Wednesday, September 29th, officials from Iran, Iraq, Syria, Qatar, and Turkey signed an accord that pledged their countries' cooperation in alleviating to lessen the growing problem of sandstorms. The agreement includes the joint creation of meteorological stations, as well as shared expertise in such endeavours as reviving vegetation to better secure the soil.
Sandstorms have become more prevalent with the onset of desertification and past wars that have drastically diminished tree cover. In seeking to address these and associated problems such as respiratory disease as well as travel disruption, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke with optimism and stated, "Surely in the near future we will witness other regional nations joining this cooperation to tackle soil erosion, air pollution and desertification."
Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies and all participating countries for your cooperation in this urgent environmental matter. Wishing you fruitful success in establishing harmonious practices that renew your lands to their original abundance and beauty.
Save Our Planet. City officials of Moscow, Russia, report a 60% increase in the mortality rate this past summer, when nearly 11,000 of the city's inhabitants perished due to the effects of excessive smog and record high temperatures.
It's Jamo the Springbok here, a vegan, with a tip of the day. Organic potatoes are delicious. Did you know many nutrients and a lot of fiber are contained in both the potato and its skin? They are rich in vitamin C and vitamin B6, as well as copper, potassium and manganese. Potatoes also have an abundance of phytonutrients which help promote good health through their antioxidant activity. Enjoy an organic potato today. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
In community news, almost 300 Afghan adults and children benefit from a free health care service. A government-sponsored two-day free veterinarian and medical operations program, VMOP, was held in Kandahar's Maruf district. The Afghan National Police and the Afghan Border Patrol helped with translations and communication. Some people of the locality had made a more than 19-kilometer, 12-mile journey to attend the MVOP. A medical clinic is planned to soon be opened in the area. Our heartfelt thankfulness to Afghan government, National Police and Border Patrol and medical staff for working together for this praiseworthy endeavor. May Allah bless the pure-hearted Afghani people with peace, well-being and abundance on a sustainable earth.
In humanitarian news, Spain helps Uruguay enhance access to pure water. The Spanish Cooperation Fund for Water and Sanitation in Latin America is donating funds to improve water availability and sanitation. The project, which will benefit 24,000 people at 355 rural schools over the next 4 years, is part of the Small Rural Communities Water Supply Program. The government of Uruguay will also allocate more than $6.8 million towards the endeavor. The goals of the program include bettering the health and child survival rates of individuals in these localities. God bless your generosity, Spain. Also, our sincere appreciation, Uruguay, for your care of your citizens. May all be graced with pure water, pristine air, and nutritious plant-based food for a thriving future. Up next on Noteworthy News, an American web designer documents his journey into the compassionate plant-based lifestyle. We'll take a moment to remember God's glory. We'll be right back. More friendly news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, magnificent news for a sublime world. In Veg News, a life-changing experiment in following the plant-based diet is documented. Web designer and filmmaker Mr. Shane Close of Miami, Florida, USA, is adopting a meatless diet for 90 days, the last 60 of which are vegan. He originally embarked on the project to gain greater understanding of the veg lifestyle. The transition has made him aware that the plant-based diet is not only an animal rights issue, but an informed and wise environmental and health choice. On his blog, meatlessthemovie.com, Shane displays a description and picture of every day's animal-free dinner meal. He will later release a film about his wonderful journey into plant-based eating. Bravo, Shane, on your laudable adventure. May each individual join in the health-promoting, low-emissions vegan lifestyle for the benefit of ourselves, the beautiful animals, and precious planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Javanese entitled New Boyfriend.
Romo, panjenengan tentu remen kalian pacangan enggal kulo. Tiangipun saya bebutinipun, lan tindak tantukipun. Nanging apa dhewek duwe duit? Persajian kemawon Romo, Romo lan priyo sanesipun sami. Piyambakipun ugi pitaken bab ingkang sami ngengingi Romo.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Maître Suprême Shanghai, je suis très content de tout ce que vous faites pour le monde. Vous êtes merveilleuse. Je suis moi-même vegan et j'en parle à mes amis. Et beaucoup de mes amis sont très positifs quand je leur parle de l'alimentation vegan. Je vous aime. Merci beaucoup, Maître Suprême Shanghai. S'il vous plaît, prenez bien soin de vous pour nous. Et que Dieu vous bénisse. Bonoukon, Armel, Benin, Porto Novo.
Greetings, Ulukon. It is fantastic to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Beautiful Konukon, our life-sustaining earth and innocent animals rejoice in your good news. Thank you for your love. Please keep sharing vital planet-protecting information about the vegan diet. Altogether, we can create a heaven on earth. May the providence abundantly bless you and your gentle fellow Beninese. I will always cherish the lovely memories of your country and your people who have treated me like a royal princess. With all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Lagoan Kap, which means goodbye in Thai.
May your path be graced with peace and love.
world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egypt's Ministry of Economic Development announces that the country has made significant progress in poverty reduction, along with improving education opportunities, gender equality, and health.
The Italian Development Cooperation gives 1.2 million euro to the UN World Food Programme, or WFP, to help with urgently needed food assistance for 76,000 school children in southern Sudan.
Her Majesty Queen Rania Al Abdullah of Jordan returns home after receiving treatment in New York, USA, for an irregular heartbeat and is recovering well.
Bulgaria's culture minister, Vesdi Rashidov, and his Macedonian counterpart, Elisabeta Kancheska Milevska, sign a cooperation agreement for their country's cultural projects in arts, theatre, literature, publishing, and museum activities.
The US Army is using their CH-47 Chinook helicopters to evacuate 200 displaced Pakistani people daily and deliver about £200,000 of humanitarian aid per day in the Swat district of northwest Pakistan following the region's devastating floods.
Canadian-born actress, animal activist, producer and author Pamela Anderson states that despite being diagnosed with the debilitating hepatitis C, she feels well and healthy thanks to her vegetarian diet.
Iran's first Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi announced that the nation's railway network will soon be connected to Turkey, China and Europe.
Len Gengel of Massachusetts, USA, is building an orphanage in Haiti named in memory of his late daughter, Brittany Gengel, a 19-year-old student who was volunteering at the time when the devastating January 12th earthquake struck.
A cordial meeting between the foreign ministers of Ecuador and Colombia marks a significant step towards normalized relations between the two nations.
Nanyang Technological University in Singapore offers a 5-year bilingual double degree program in which students learn modern biomedical sciences and ancient traditional Chinese medicine techniques.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.